Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How's it going? I hope you are prepared for the last quarter of the year. But I had a non-salesy story to share and actually a really nice insight because I'm back in learning mode. So as I keep learning new stuff, I wanted to share with you guys. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So I assigned myself to an online academy, which is Early Warning Europe Mentor Academy. And I find it fascinating. They have like an online course. They have 4 or 5 master classes that I need to participate. And you know what? I'm a consultant. So mentor slash consultant goes hand in hand. What I really love here is that they're focused on how you can help companies or mentees in order to pass various obstacles. And there was one training, one insight actually that I got that I really wanted to share. And there was a TED talk by Tim Ferriss, I think, and it was about fear. And you know, in business, we always say, let's set up goals and plan the future. Well, he was like, well, you need to define fears and plan for the future. And I was like, wait, what? And he had a really nice story. I mean, 10 minutes, if you can find it, you should listen it in real version. But my takeaway was that, we are all focused on goals and on the positive, but many times in life, we're paralyzed by a risk and a fear. Fear of whether we can sell that thing, fear whether the new product that we're inventing or a new service will succeed, financial fear, whether we can keep on with the salaries. So there are a lot of fears. And as a business owner, an entrepreneur, many times, the bigger the fear, the bigger the risk, the bigger the paralysis. And I think I had several podcasts on the analysis paralysis when you're stuck in your head for too long that you cannot get out and actually make a decision. So by the time you get yourself the bravery to do it, it's already too late. So he proposed a really nice 3-step framework that I have to share with you guys. And I hope that it will help you overcoming some of the current fears that you're having. Whether it's on a personal level, whether it's on a business level, it's fear. It's fear. And his definition was like, fear is in your head. It doesn't exist outside your head. So he had like 3 pages that you need to work on in order to sort out your fears and get yourself into action mode. And the first one was that define, prevent, and repair. So if you have fears, define them. What are you fearing of? Like, you don't have to publicly share it, but for your own sake, start digging in your head. What's bothering you? What's preventing you from taking the next action or setting up the next goal? And as you start writing those fears, you can then look at each one of them and saying, well, okay, fears are, some of them are real fears. It's not like everything is made up, so the fear does not exist. But with the prevent and repair, the goal is to see, well, what preventive actions I can do in order to prevent the fear from happening. Is like, I fear that I won't have money every month to pass the salaries. So what preventive action you can do is, well, I can start doing some saving. Like when I have more money in the month, I can start moving aside 5%, 10%. So in case that fear realizes, I have several preventive actions to prevent it from having the ultimate failure. And the next one was the repair. It's like, well, you can try many activities to prevent, but what if it happens? Well, what repair activities can you do in order to overcome the fear? And in that case, it's like, well, you know what? A revolving credit line, which I won't touch it unless absolutely necessary, is a nice repair. It's like, okay, we don't have the money. The saving didn't work out. So maybe now I can use the repair line because the revolving line, because that is a way of repairing it. And when you start looking at fears through this prism, it's like, this is the fear. These are several activities that I can do in order to prevent that fear. And these are several activities I can do if the fear eventually materializes. You start getting a better understanding of the fear. You can say, well, that's not really as big fear as I thought it was. or holy shit, this is a really big problem, and if this happened, I need to add even more preventive and more repair activities in order to minimize it. But that's a really nice way of how to define the level of the fear. And the second page was that, like, okay, can you now define that if you do the activity, what would be the partial success? So if you are supposed to do something, but you have a lot of fears around it and a lot of risks, and the first one is you're defining and preventing, and so your risk management. But the second one is like, okay, but what is the benefit if I don't fully succeed? What is the benefit of a partial success? It's like, well, I want to do this, but what will happen if I achieve 70% out of it? What will happen if I manage to do 50% out of it? So you start convincing yourself that it's not always black and white. It's like, yeah, but even if I fail, I'm going to actually get the experience of learning, or I'm going to get to learn new stuff, or I'm going to meet new people. So what does a partial success mean? So it's not just an activity and a black and white, it will succeed or not, but there are other partial benefits. And the third one, and the most painful was for me, it was like, well, what's the cost of inaction? What's the cost if you don't do? I think it's called in economics opportunity cost, but it's like, okay, you have an opportunity, you need to take an action, but it's risky, so there are a lot of fears, and you're defining them and trying to find what's preventable and what's repair. You're trying to define, well, if I take this action, if it blows up with 100% success, it will be amazing. But even if it succeeds with 50, with 65, with 70%, it's still a success. But the third part is, if I don't do this activity, I'm missing out. So what's my cost? And it's not just on a financial, it's more a cost on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a financial level. And I think that here, usually the entrepreneurs are making the next step, because fear that the cost of inaction, that, yeah, you know, I have a fantastic business idea, but I'm too scared to start it. But then when you start with the benefits and defining and everything, but when you get to the cost of inaction, you're like, my entire life, I would have doubts what would have been if I haven't started this idea. Or imagine in 5 years, if someone else does the idea and makes a tons of money, you'll be thinking about it your entire life. And that's actually the cost of inaction. And I think that that's what put me to start Bisbee at the beginning. It was like, if I don't try it, I'll never know. And my entire life, I would wondering, when I was 20 something, I should have started that company. And you see, now I'm grateful that I did. But at that point, with that degree of understanding of business and with that low financial starting point, it was a huge risk for me. But for me, how I sorted it was like, what's the worst thing that can happen? And everything else is better than that. But this Tim guy really had a nice framework that I'm encouraging you to give it a try, to see how you can start defining. And this is like once a quarter or once every 6 months. You sit, you spend several hours, you pinpoint all your current actions and the fears associated with each, and start working with them. And I loved it because, yeah, at Bisbee, we do goal setting every 6 months. Like, okay, where we are currently, what's the plan for the next 6 months? We've never considered of creating a fear plan. It's like, okay, for the next 6 months, what are we most fearful of? And what would be the preventive and repairing actions? And then we moved it into how much it cost us to not do it, or what is the partial benefit if we still did. I love it, especially for new services. It's going to be perfect. Anyhow, I really hope that you find this useful, because for me, I was like, as I was learning it, I was like, wow, mind blowing. I have to share it with the podcast. So there you have it, guys. Do have a great day, and we stay in touch. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bisbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.